They're good to have around, and they connect you to the crop, they connect you to the soil.
You could be forgiven for thinking you'd just stepped back in time. A Clydesdale horse named Tosh, quietly and methodically plodding its way along the rows of a vineyard in Denmark in the southwest corner of Western Australia.
Gentle action of their feet on the soil, and the way they don't damage the canes on the way through, and the way they make the operator be at fruit level, so you can see what's going on. You're not separated from the crop, you're actually in the crop. If you're in a tractor in a cab with the radio going and the aircon on, you're totally separated from the crop.
Hello, I'm Tyne Logan. Viticulturalist and keen horseman Doug York has been using Clydesdales on his own small 2-hectare vineyard for about 10 years. But now they're being used full-time on the much larger Harewood Estate Winery, undertaking a variety of roles. They haven't replaced the farm's tractors completely, but Doug says they're certainly earning their keep.
So can you explain to me the ways in which you would actually use the horses?
Depending on the season. A season like this, winter time, pruning time, you'd use them for cultivation, for weeding, for putting in the mid-row crops. And during the vintage time, they can be used to carry the fruit from the vineyard to the winery. And other than that, they're general maintenance and farm work, maintenance on the trellising and everything else. You can carry all the equipment round on a cart behind them. So they should be able to carry their own body weight or pull their own body weight. So a tonne to a tonne and a half comfortably all day. They should when they're fit, but probably a tonne is a maximum.
How much does that compare to what a tractor could do?
Oh, it doesn't compare in any way, shape or form, weight-wise. For a single plough, single board plough would take 2 horses. I think with a little tractor you could probably pull a 4-furrow plough, no worries. So, but so speed is of the essence these days with farming, for some reason. I don't think it's that necessary.
Why not?
Why? Why would you want to get it done quickly just so you can go and watch Foxtel?
Can they be a complete replacement for tractors?
Probably 80%. You always want a front-end loader to do your heavy lifting, and you probably want a decent tractor to pull your fungicide unit. Other than that, there's nothing else they can't do.
The grooming's an important part, because where his harness rubs, there's sand or dirt.
It seems like a completely different set of skills to what you would have on a normal vineyard. How much time and effort and skill does it take to have horses?
I think it took me probably 5 years, about 20 hours a week, to actually get to grips with what I was doing. So it can take a while. That's because I was on my own. If I was getting taught by somebody, well, it's a lot quicker.
So could other vineyards pick it up easily?
Absolutely. With the right training and the right equipment, no reason why the majority of vineyards in this state couldn't use horses.
So what's the time comparison between using a working horse and using a tractor?
Well, when it comes to weeding or cultivation, I think it's pretty similar speeds. There's no point going fast. The job has to be done properly in a tractor or with horses, so it's a slow job, slow process anyway. So in that way, pretty similar. Obviously taking fruit to and from the winery, be a little bit slower with the horses, but other than that, time isn't really an issue.
Is there a particular breed of horse that you have to have?
No, you could have any horse. You could use donkeys, Clydesdales, you could use anything. As long as they're trained to do it and they're happy to do it, use any horse.
How many horses would you need?
Well, it depends if you talk to my wife or not. I'd like 8, but the bank and my wife would tell me 4. Generally, you use 2 to 10 hectares. That's the rule of thumb.
It's like olden times.
Yeah, just that minimal impact thing.
Doug's got amazing control of these horses, so, and Doug's got a clear passion for the whole idea of having horses in the vineyard. So, you know, it's definitely his baby, his idea. James Kelly, winemaker and owner for Harewood Estate. I guess, I mean, there's a clear focus on sort of sustainable practices and being environmentally responsible, and this to me is just a natural step in that direction. We have been seeing a lot of compaction in the vineyard, making it difficult to get heavy equipment into the vineyard during winter, so Horses are again a solution to that problem. So yeah, and they look amazing. So
it's been bucketing down here in the Great Southern lately. Have you had any troubles getting the tractors actually even onto the land?
Yeah, particularly on our other site up high on the hill, a lot of water coming down the hill, vehicles getting bogged. We definitely can't get a tractor on there at the moment. So, whereas horse, yeah, yet to go up there and give it a go, but we're pretty confident he's going to be able to manage it.
Do you anticipate this to be actually saving you money?
Not necessarily. I don't think so. I mean, it's that's not part of the reason why we're doing it. It's just more for, you know, to have those more sustainable practices and, you know, a bit of longevity in the vineyard.